When did you become professor?
Gosh, I have to think back now. I think it was either 1999 or 2000. I can't quite remember. It was probably 1999. I became professor, then I became head of the School of English and Drama in 2002, and then I became vice principal in 2005. I mean, the head of department when I arrived was a woman. There wasn't a woman professor when I arrived, actually. So I think there may be more of a history of women heading the department than of women as professors. But English, you know, assumed a very particular character, because 2 years after I came here, Lisa Jardine was appointed, and she and I had been very good friends in Cambridge, so that was very nice. But also, she had a huge impact. I mean, just that kind of drive and energy and ambition for what we could be. And then Jacqueline Rose was appointed. So, you know, we had two, you know, very well-known senior women who had a major impact on the kind of culture of the place, and woke everybody up, actually. It was kind of like, oh, gosh. You know. But, and then Suzanne Raitt was appointed up at Westfield. And again, Suzanne and I had been research students together, so I knew her.
Oh, yeah.
So, it was suddenly really interesting, good women being appointed at both junior and senior levels. And I think, actually, QM is still unusual in the extent to which it has appointed, supported and promoted women. I mean, I haven't done the homework for a while, but I think our professoriate is about 50% women, and the department is about 50% women. I mean, interestingly, most people at a certain point, certainly in the 90s, lots of people would say to me things like, oh, well, of course, the English department's all women, or the English department's absolutely overwhelmed with women. And I would say, well, actually, it's 50%, you know, which is kind of what every department might be.
Yes.
So that's interesting, that just simply making it 50-50 feels to people like this amazingly kind of dominant female presence. But I don't think there are many. Even in the humanities subjects, I don't think there are many departments that actually have 50% women, or have 50% women in the most senior roles. So we are unusual, and I've always actually welcomed that. So I felt lucky to be in an atmosphere where, you know, there were lots of role models, and it never seemed that you had to show that you could be a senior woman, because there were, you know, people had sort of done that for you.